Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, in San Francisco, things rarely happen easily.
Or smoothly, especially when it comes to anything with two, three, or four, or more wheels. We're talking about this latest craze or business model in terms of transportation, electronic scooters. They've taken the nation by storm in some 40 cities, both in the United States and in the world. And in San Francisco, you remember they sort of flooded the streets. Three companies flooded the streets with them around St. Patrick's Day. The city reacted by saying they're a nuisance and started picking them up off the sidewalk and impounding them. Eventually, the city got its permit process together and awarded a couple of them on a trial basis. And one of the companies, Lime, who was one of the original ones that dropped the scooters on the streets and got in trouble with the city, says they're basically being discriminated against. It wasn't all that fair a process. And, you know, they're going to go to court for it. And one of the reasons they're going to court for it is we're talking about big money to be made or lost in this latest venture on the transportation front.
Yeah, let's talk about that a bit here, Phil, because it's a huge factor. Lime's out of San Mateo. They are valued reportedly at over $1 billion. They're up against Bird, which is valued at over $2 billion. Hundreds of millions of venture capital money poured into these companies. Some of the money coming from the Ubers and Googles, the big names of the world. These companies can't afford to take things slowly.
No, they can't. The sort of motto with tech, as you said, and seen, whether it's with Uber, Lyft, or a lot of these different apps that we see around, is do it and then ask for forgiveness. The idea is that there's not a lot of laws that are governing this new area of the economy, the gig economy. You get out there and you do it, and then you sort of figure out how to do the regulations come later. But the goal is to get out there early and do it and get a market share. The bigger the market share, that's what you're basically selling to investors. You're selling the idea that this is going to take off. The bigger your market share, whether it's making money or not, is what gives you value in that stock market, which is what they're betting on. And you're right, some of the bigger names are getting involved in it, and the idea is that someday you might have one company, let's say an Uber or a Lyft, that has one app that can get you a car ride, get you a bus ride on one of the privately owned bus services that we're seeing around, and then get you on a scooter for that last leg of the journey, which seems to be what a lot of people are doing. So, yes, Stan and Susan, there's a lot of speculative money going on this, and San Francisco would be a premier place to have, you know, one of your ride shares and scoot companies. And so it's more than just a kid's toy. And we're seeing it on the state level, too. Let's not forget that just a little while ago, that these same forces and the same money and the same push went up to Sacramento and got the helmet law changed so you don't have to wear a helmet on these. And, you know, that's going to lead to more people using them, more market share, and more value for anybody who's left standing in a year or so after there's the big shakeout.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.